Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. You may have heard about Greenville's 18-mile bike trail known as the Swamp Rabbit Trail that has become an economic engine for the area, connecting downtown Greenville with Furman University and the town of Travelers Rest. This former railway is part of a nationwide trend known as Rails to Trails, and it's paving a path for many new businesses along the way. Our next guest recently opened one of the newest of these businesses. Wendy Lyman is founder of the Swamp Rabbit Inn in Greenville. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Tell us what prompted you to join the Businesses Along the Trail movement.
Well, I'm an avid cyclist myself, so I appreciate that there are more businesses popping up along the trail. It just makes the ride more interesting. And about a year ago, I started buying up rental houses in Greenville, and all of them were trail-centric. That was one of the requirements. I looked for houses that were either along the trail or future trail plans. And then I found this six-bedroom house with a parking lot that was being used for commercial offices that was two blocks off the Swamp Rabbit Trail in the west end of Greenville, two blocks from Main Street. And when I bought the house, I really didn't know exactly what I was going to do with it. And then, well into the purchase of the home, the idea came to me to open the Swamp Rabbit Inn.
So you had experience in the rental business.
Yes.
And now you're in the inn business.
Yes.
How does it compare?
The inn allows me to combine everything I'm passionate about: real estate, entertaining, cycling, decorating, showing people Greenville. Really all of the things that I'm very passionate about.
What got you into rental properties to begin with?
Well, I was recently divorced and I have younger children, so I didn't want to get a full-time job. So I tried to find a method of producing passive income. So I just decided to start buying rental properties. That has proven to be successful for me.
What were your challenges in converting this office, this former, I guess, residence at one time, into a hotel?
One of the biggest challenges is getting it through the city and getting it approved. So I would say that was our number one challenge. I bought it in November. The zoning board did not meet until January, so we lost 2 months right off the bat. And then the permitting process took a long time as well because there's a lot of new businesses and construction going on in Greenville. So you got to get in line.
You also mentioned decorating.
Yes.
That's one of your interests. How did that play into the Swamp Rabbit Inn?
Well, I decided to do the entire inn in IKEA. And as you know, or may not know, IKEA furniture comes in boxes flat. So I bought the kitchen, I bought all the beds, all the dressers, everything in the inn had to be assembled. So that took a lot of time. And I had some nice friends who would come and help me. And we just chipped away at it. At one time, we had boxes to the ceiling.
Now, you mentioned bicycling, and the logo I see is, you know, it's a rabbit on a bike.
Yeah.
And you're right there on the trail, of course. Is this who your customers have been so far, cyclists?
Cyclists definitely get what we're putting down with this inn. In fact, we just recently had the Southeast Regional Series Criterion, and we had cyclists stay at the inn. We had a cycle to farm tour from Black Mountain, North Carolina. Their whole staff stayed at the inn. We have a lot of people coming up from Atlanta, Charlotte, Columbia, just to ride the trail. However, we also have people rent the whole house if they're getting married. You know, they have their extended family stay there. We had a softball team stay with us this summer. So you don't have to be a cyclist, but if you are, we definitely cater to your needs.
So what's next? Another inn along the trail somewhere?
Yes. There are three properties right now that I'm looking at. Definitely want to keep going with this because it was really fun to set it up. We're enjoying the process of meeting people, bringing people to Greenville. So yeah, I definitely want to do more. I really love doing this.
And so, Wendy, you mentioned you're in the west end of Greenville. That's where the ballpark is. It's doing so well now. But there were many years where the west end of Greenville was not so exciting. Everything's going great now down there?
Yeah. The west end of Greenville is just a natural extension for growth. And the city has a master plan that is very exciting, which is why I chose to invest in West Greenville. They're going to put in a Central Park, like our beautiful Falls Park. And I think the west part of Greenville is only going to get better and better.
Well, Wendy, congratulations on the success you are achieving so far. Good luck with everything going forward.
Thanks, Mike.
Wendy Lyman is founder of the Swamp Rabbit Inn in Greenville. We will have a link to her property posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org/SCBR. Or you can hear this show again and send us your comments through our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.